Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is chemical equations. A chemical equation is a shorthand way to express how a chemical reaction is proceeding. For examples, 2 moles of hydrogen gas reacts with 1 mole of oxygen gas to create 2 moles of water vapor. This could be more directly written as 2H2 plus O2 arrow 2H2O. Here are some things to remember when you see a chemical equation. You'll always see an arrow. That separates the reactants on the left from the products on the right. Reactants, which we'll always find to the left of the arrow, are the starting materials. Those are the materials that you manipulate. The chemist manipulates them by adding certain amounts, and that's the starting point. Products are always written to the right of the arrow. That's what you end up with after the chemical reaction has proceeded. You'll see plus signs. A plus sign simply separates compounds. Over the arrow, you might see a small triangle, an element such as platinum, electricity, or some other symbol. Those are catalysts or conditions. So for instance, some reactions take place very, very slowly. A catalyst needs to be added, and that catalyst is written over the arrow. Or if heat is to be applied, they might want to tell you how much heat and for how long. So it might be 550 degrees C for 40 minutes. That would be a set of conditions. Those would be written with the arrow. There's a general guideline. Catalysts are on top of the arrow. Conditions are at the bottom, but that's not widely held. Sometimes you'll see a small symbol in parentheses after a compound. That would be the phase. There's 4 of them that you would see. S in parentheses is solid, L is liquid, G is gas, but on occasion you'll see AQ in parentheses, which stands for aqueous. That means that it's in solution. So for instance, if you saw NaCl, S in parentheses, that would be solid salt, like in a salt shaker. If you were to see NaCl and parentheses AQ after it, that would be aqueous solution of salt, which would be salt water, salt dissolved in water. Those of you that wear contacts, the saline solution that you use to soak your contacts is NaCl aqueous. So we have solid, liquid, gas, and aqueous. And you'll see aqueous quite often. That's a good one to know. Well, the chemical equation also wants to tell us how much reactant is going to be needed and how much product is going to be created. So you'll see coefficients in front of reactants and products. That tells us how many molecules or how many atoms are going to be needed or produced. That's what's going to get balanced later on when we take balancing of equations. If there is no number given, it's assumed to be 1. So 3H2O would be telling us there are 3 molecules of water. And if we had 5 CO2, 5 of carbon dioxide. On the right-hand side of the arrow, on occasion, we'll see a heat term. It might be 100 kilojoules or 300 kilojoules. If the heat term is on the right-hand side, that tells us that it is an exothermic reaction. If the heat term is on the left-hand side, on the reactant side, that means it is an endothermic reaction. It absorbs heat. An equation gives us a lot of information. Grab a pencil and paper and write down the following. 2H2 plus O2 arrow 2H2O. The arrow Often the word yield is substituted. So I could have said 2H2 plus O2 yields 2H2O. Now that equation tells us that it is two molecules of hydrogen reacting with one molecule of oxygen to form two molecules of water. But it could also tell us, because as we've taken earlier, an individual molecule is very difficult to work with, and the chemist is almost always going to be working with a large-scale group of molecules, which we have called the mole. So this equation also tells us that two moles of hydrogen react with one mole of oxygen to form two moles of water. And so now that we have moles and molecules, particles, we can also do other calculations if needed. So for instance, if we know moles, we could convert to grams using N equals G over M. So a chemical equation is a very important aspect of chemistry. It gives us a lot of information in a small, compact little structure, and you'll see them all the time. So it's important to be able to just automatically look at a chemical equation and know what it is you're seeing. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of chemical equations. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.